On this episode of Cox Talking Gamecocks, it is a sweet weekend for Carolina Athletics as the women advance to the Sweet 16 in the tournament and baseball sweeps their opening weekend of SEC play. Okay, here we go. Welcome to episode 141 of Cox Talking Gamecocks. I am your host, Tim Cox, where I will keep every episode from 1801 to 2001. And, you know I was hyping up last weekend a lot, right? I mean, Friday's episode, I couldn't shut up about it. Top five weekend, March Madness, St. Patrick's Day, SEC opener. But come on, man. Like, it lived up to the billing. My goodness. I mean, for those of y'all down in Columbia, you have St. Pat's and Five Points look like a average, amazing, run-of-the-mill, just amazing time like it always is down there. And then St. Patrick's Day for the rest of us falls on a Friday. And then March Madness was indeed madness. I mean, shout-out Furman. You got Princeton upsetting. You got Fairleigh Dickinson upsetting. Like, unreal sports this weekend. And then from a South Carolina point of view, it was so, so much fun with constant action throughout the weekend. And then really, from the major sports at least, nothing but good results. So all in all, I hope y'all had as much fun as I did this past weekend, but regardless of how you slice it from a Gamecock point of view, athletically, it was one hell of a time. I'm here to review it all with y'all, but let's start off with some games and scores from around USC Athletics from the weekend. Starting on Saturday, you had Beach Volleyball beating LMU 3-2. And then they lost to Florida State 4-1. And then softball lost to Mississippi State 4-1 as well. And then on Sunday, you had softball back in action. Once again, unfortunately, losing to Mississippi State 9-1. Beach volleyball beat Mercer 5-0. Women's tennis beat Vanderbilt 4-1. Nice win there. And then men's tennis lost to Mississippi State 5-2. So sort of a mixed bag on that front from the weekend. But then one of the big headlines from this weekend was that the baseball team was opening SEC play. So opening weekend of conference play for the Carolina Gamecocks, starting with the Georgia Bulldogs. And it was a sweep for South Carolina. How sweep it is. I mean, getting to 20 wins, sweeping your first series of conference play, that sends a statement. You know, I mean, I didn't put any predictions or anything on this series. I was really, really hoping that the guys could get 2 out of 3 and just sort of check that box off. All right, you won that first series. Let's keep the good times rolling. To get a sweep is just fantastic, and it really puts the league on notice. You know, I mean, this isn't playing, you know, the Citadel or, you know, some of these other teams that we played, you know, Penn and things like that. You're playing the Georgia Bulldogs in Athens, and you go down there and sweep them. That says the Gamecocks are for real for anyone who was doubting that. Now, to review the games with y'all, Friday's game was rained out. So Saturday was a doubleheader. So game one, South Carolina won 5-4. And if you're a fan of the dramatics, this game was for you. You were signed up for this one. If you like drama, South Carolina got the scoring started and led 3-1 in the game, only for Georgia to come fight back late in the game and take a lead 4-3. And then so that brings you to the ninth inning, where the Gamecocks had two men on, and Mark Kingston calls on Michael Braswell, Michael Money Braswell, to pinch hit, and boy, did he deliver. Braswell hits a two-run double to give Carolina the lead. James Hicks comes in at the bottom of the ninth and closes it out, gets the save, and the Gamecocks walk away with a win. And my goodness, shout out Michael Braswell. I mean, really, to come up clutch in that spot, kudos, tip of the cap, everything. Give Michael Braswell his flowers. I mean, he's a guy that last year was really one of the few bright spots on the team. Struggled in SEC play, was up and down there, but for a lot of the year was someone you looked at to see, okay, how is this kid doing? Because he started off so hot. And then some other guys came on stronger at the end of the year. And now you have guys back from injury and things like that. And they performed better in the offseason. So he probably has not played nearly as much as he would have liked. And I mean, me personally, if you listen to my season preview, I started it off with him. I was like, this offense, this team kind of starts with Michael Braswell. I couldn't have been more wrong. He hasn't played a whole heck of a lot, but he comes up in this big spot. Mark Kingston has that intuition, trusts him, probably knows he's been working hard, and he shows up and delivers. And that's a team player right there. You know, just gets down and said, this is my moment. I'm going to own it. And he's someone that I could see get rotated into some more playing time as the year goes on. I mean, shoot, you could even in certain games, maybe midweek as well, throw him in as the DH. You know, he runs well. He hits the contact. I would not mind seeing that at all. But shout out Michael Braswell. Some other player highlights here. You had Will McGillis going 2-for-3 with one RBI. Of course, Michael Braswell with the two RBI. And then Cole Messina going 1-for-3 with one RBI. Which brings us to game two, which was Saturday later in the day, which was certainly not as dramatic, as South Carolina left no doubt and mercy ruled UGA, winning 12-2 in seven innings. They mercy ruled them. If you'll remember correctly, this was a new rule instituted by the SEC that in conference play, if you're winning by 10 or more runs after the seventh inning, the game is over. So South Carolina up by 10, mercy rules them. And it just seemed like the excitement and momentum from the ending of that first game really just carried on into that game two. Gamecocks got it started, scoring 4 in the third and then a 7-piece in the fifth inning. Noah Hall went the distance, going all 7 innings. Some player highlights for you. Ethan Petrie with the day of all days, going 4-for-4, 5 RBI and 2 home runs. Sheesh, what a stat line. Braylon Wimmer going 2-for-4 with 3 RBI, and then Will McGillis 1-for-5 with 2 RBI as well, which brings me to Game 3, the conclusion of the series, and Carolina yet again mercy ruled UGA, winning 12-1 in 7 innings to get the sweep. I mean, talk about a way to win a freaking series. Your mercy rule your opponent twice at their place, mind you. My goodness. I mean, things got started in this game literally right away with Will McGillis leading off with a solo home run. Carolina followed that up with a 5-run third inning. They tacked on a couple more here and there and then capped things off with 3 runs in the sixth and 2 in the seventh. And you head home early. I mean, it's quick, you know, it's a quick side note here. I mean, it's an interesting rule. I mean, isn't it? It's only an SEC play. You're up by 10 after 7. You call it a game. I mean, it's interesting. It feels like 10 runs, yes, that is a lot, right? And guys, you're trying to, I don't know. I don't really know what the point of this is, right? You're trying to speed up the games, make it, I don't know. I didn't know college had that problem. I feel like maybe it should be a little bit more, like 12 runs. I don't really know. It's fun to be on the giving end of this. I'm sure if you're on the other side and you're getting mercy ruled, you're probably like, what the hell? Like, yes, this is embarrassing enough as it is, but at least give us a chance to try and rally. I don't know. Whatever. It's great to be on the giving end of this for the first time seeing it. Back to this game here. Jack Mahoney, he got the win going 6 innings and allowing just that one run. James Hicks came in to pitch the 7th inning. Obviously, not a save situation or anything there. Some player highlights here. Gavin Cassis, 2 for 2, 3 RBI, thanks to 2 home runs. And then Will McGillis, Willie Mack, as I dubbed him on Twitter, going 2 for 2, 2 RBI with 2 home runs as well. And then Caleb Denny went 1 for 4 with 2 RBI. Up next for the Gamecock is the Gamecock. Just one of them. Up next for the Gamecocks is the midweek game Tuesday night against Charlotte. This is in Charlotte, so I would still imagine there is a good contingent of Gamecock fans there, so should be a good one. Hopefully the guys can keep this one going, and I would love to see a complete pitching performance as well. I would imagine this is kind of an opener situation. Maybe you have Jurzen Beck starting it and let him go maybe 4 or 5, but nevertheless, would love to see the bullpen flex its muscle, really all of the pitching staff flex its muscle in this game here. Which brings me to the other excitement of this weekend, which was the women's basketball team. They were starting their NCAA tournament run, and how sweet it is. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it already, which I don't know how you would, or would not rather, but the women are advancing to the Sweet 16 thanks to 2 very, very strong performances in the opening rounds in front of the fans in Colonial Life. It was so cool to see the games being played there. I know that's not the first time it's happened, but the fans were in full force. It was so cool to see. So looking back on the games here that were played, starting with the opening round, naturally. So South Carolina defeated Norfolk State 72-40. And, you know, this was just a clinic. This was exactly what you wanted to do. Carolina held Norfolk State to single digits in 2 separate quarters, and really just the Gamecocks rolled to victory, right? And that's what I said going into that. You want to be able just to really cruise into this one. You pretty much had everyone on the team getting some minutes, which is exactly what I was hoping would be the case. I mean, you really did have everyone, and that's exactly what you want to do. Keep fresh legs, and when you're the one seed dominating over a 16, there's no need to put unnecessary stress really on anybody. So some player highlights for y'all with that in mind, right? Like, not everyone played a ton of minutes. Zaya Cook had 11 points and 5 rebounds. Aaliyah Boston, 7 points and 9 rebounds. Letitia Amy here had 11 points as well. So just a very nice team effort in that opening round, which brings me to the second round, the round of 32, which was played on Sunday. The Gamecocks defeated South Florida 76-45 to advance to the Sweet 16. But despite this final score being very lopsided, make no mistake about it, this was a serious fight going into halftime. That first 2 quarters, it was game on. And I was buckling up for what could have been a bumpy ride. And you never know what can happen in these tournament settings. You know, South Florida was actually winning in the first quarter and they were hitting shots from all over the floor. Like, they looked like the freaking Warriors. It was insane. Carolina, on the other hand, had some very uncharacteristic misses on layups, other silly mistakes. So going into the half, Carolina was able to get a little bit of a lead, but it was only 4 points. But then the second half came, and boy, oh boy, was that a different story. I mean, Don must have really settled the team down or, like, chewed into them pretty good in that locker room, because what we saw was totally different. I mean, I'm sure that the coaches and the players, after, you know, playing USF for enough, saw enough, because Carolina absolutely smothered the Bulls, holding them to single digits in both the third and fourth quarters. I mean, shoot, there was like a stretch of something like 8 minutes, I think, where South Florida didn't score in the second half. It was basically the entire third quarter they didn't score. And I think this was really a case of just the depth and versatility of South Carolina catching up to USF. You know, you had Victoria Saxton making big defensive plays early on. Letitia Amy here had a very strong second half, really getting all of her points then. Breezy Hall had some big points in the second half as well. And just overall, it was just a tale of two halves in this game, as South Carolina was able to build that lead in the third, and then, as the final score indicates, really just run away with this thing. So just a fantastic team effort, and really summed up what this team has done so well all year. I mean, our starting five, it's the best starting five in women's college basketball, but they're human, and the tournament can do crazy things to you. It can have other players, like USF's players, playing above their average, and the starting five just wasn't clicking like it normally was. So what did Dawn do? She turned to the bench. You get Camilla Cardozo going. You get Letitia Amy here going. You get Bree Hall going. And then it was able to wear down USF that mid to late in the third. It was over. And then that fourth quarter came around. And, you know, you were maybe in the back of your head like, okay, like, can we please put this away? But you knew it was coming. And then obviously it ended up being a very lopsided victory. And it was really a perfect send-off for this group of seniors, as they get to play their final home game in Colonial Life. That's what it was. So it was in the tournament, going into the next round in front of the home crowd for their last time in Colonial Life. And that group has done some amazing things. I've talked about it ad nauseum, and they're continuing to do great things right now. But it was so cool to see other players get rotated in at the end of the game, including Olivia Thompson, who we all know and love, and she had a huge three-pointer. The place absolutely erupted, and it was actually the last points of the game for the Gamecocks, and I find that incredibly fitting that for Olivia Thompson's last game at Colonial Life, she gets rotated in and hits a huge shot, and it's the last points of the game in a game that is sending her team to the Sweet 16. So very, very cool moment there. Some other player highlights for you. Zaya Cook, just a monster game. 21 points. You saw she was in the zone. Whoever she was matched up against on USF, I don't know her name, but they were going back at it. They were going shot for shot. They were talking a little trash, you could tell, and Zaya was really in the zone. Aaliyah Boston doing Aaliyah Boston things. 11 points and 11 rebounds. And then Letitia Amy here with a very nice game, 10 points and 6 rebounds. So up next for the women is the round of 16. They will play this upcoming Saturday in Greenville. I will, of course, preview their matchup and then what could potentially lie ahead for the ladies all in my next episode once we have a full lay of the land and everything like that. So very exciting times for South Carolina. Super exciting weekend. So excited to watch the women roll on and baseball continue SEC play as well. So with that, y'all, that wraps up this episode. Please follow me on social media. Twitter is Cox Gamecocks. Instagram is just the name of the show, Cox Talking Gamecocks. And please like, subscribe, and review the podcast. I appreciate all y'all. Go Cox.